You're seeing a lot of people that haven't got auras, and those people are either soulless people. Yeah,
it can't be soulless. I mean, this just really like lights a fire under me. My hypothesis is there's something we can't see, or that potentially the soul was about to leave the body, because you said that the soul does that before a traumatic event or something, maybe a heart attack. Yeah, that the soul goes out. And because I just can't subscribe to no soul. Can't do it.
Okay. See, this is why I need to teach you auras. I need to teach you how to pick up on the vibration of auras. Because if someone's got a soul, that aura is spread out miles. Yeah. And you can see it. It's so noticeable. When they haven't got a soul, Their aura is really, really close, very gray. Black.
Could it be fear? Could it be just immense amount of fear, so much so that they're just like, there's no spreading of their vibration?
Where do you think the most fear that we're ever going to be in at one time? You know what I mean?
If you're in a war, I guess, and you're hiding from bombs.
Okay. I was in the Falklands War. Okay. I actually went to the Falklands in 1982. And it was the most frightened that I've ever been in my life, period, full stop. Yeah. And I saw men who were very frightened and they still had auras.
Okay, so it's not fear. Okay, so thank you.
Okay,
throwing spaghetti against the wall. Because to me, if you are a being walking around anywhere, if you're a plant, if you're an animal, you have a soul. And not only do you have a soul, but how about this? I'm going to go even further. Every single cell that you're comprised of is also a life form searching for well-being. Yeah. Every cell.
Right. You're talking cell memory now. And I totally understand that. And
so if there's a body walking around, there's trillions of life forms in that body that are also seeking well-being at all times. So how could there be no soul? There's trillions and trillions if you look at it that way.
Okay, because the soul's left. The soul's gone. The soul is actually transcended. It's gone back into the realm where it originates from. The body is now soulless. It's still breathing. The heart is still pumping around the oxygen, around the blood, but the body has no soul.
So is that person about to have a heart attack?
Not necessarily. That person is literally on automatic pilot. They are sleepwalking through their existence.
Have you ever spoken to a being like this and even said, "How you doing?" Just to see, because I just can't wrap my head around it. I'm losing my mind. Like, does the person look at you and say, "Fine, sir," or ignore you or make a look, or they're just literally no one's home?
Oh, I could say some funny things now, but I won't.
No, are you there?
No, I'm going to resist the temptation.
Have you ever spoken to a being like this? Have you ever walked up to, because I need you to do that. I need you, when you see a person with no soul, I need you to talk to that person and you need to report back. I need to know what you said.
Absolutely. And you'll find that they have very little reaction. And the worst thing about anything, that if you don't get a reaction, you stop trying to get a reaction.
Who is driving the car? How is this body moving around?
They're doing it as an automatic process. It's literally a sleepwalk. If you sleepwalk, you just do it. You don't even know you're doing it. You're just doing it, aren't you? You're just literally from your bed to outside and back. Right. And we can actually say EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, it could be soulless. You can actually say that people that have out-of-body experiences, they actually go wherever they go when they pass, and their body's still alive, but their soul's gone to experience all these things, and they've actually died. And then somebody's gone back and said, "No, come on, we're going to put them back together again." And I was only just talking to a lady 2 days ago who had one of those experiences. So the actual body itself is there as a new vessel for something else. And what I found, and what I found to be quite common, is there's a period where a soul will leave and then another soul will inhabit. So what you've got is you've got a period of our time where the person will change totally their personality because they've had a walk out and then they walk in. And so you get that quite constantly because their journey in that body is finished. And can you imagine being married to somebody who has a walkout?
Well, what would the experience of that be? See, this is where it gets really hard to wrap our understandings about things, because we have this illusion of individuality. It's hard for us to sense, you know, my belief, again, my woo-woo moment of the day. So the idea being that we are non-physical consciousness, and we can actually exist in many bodies at one time, having many different experiences, no problem. But as an individual, in the illusion that I am separate from everybody and I'm an individual, it's impossible to imagine that I'm living a bunch of different lives or bouncing out of this body and bouncing into that body. I cannot do it.
Okay. I know people that have woken up with different bodies.
Okay. Go on. Okay.
Right. And they've just gone to sleep. They've gone to sleep. They've woken up with a different personality. Totally. It's a really
different personality in the same body.
Yes.
Okay.
But their body, their personality's gone. Yeah.
That was going to be my question, because my question was going to be to you, if you knew, and you do, which is, what is the experience of the person in with the body? If let's say there's a soul transplant.
Yeah, it's a bit like you're a stranger in a different body. You're a different personality in a new body. You know, you can imagine it, right? You wake up and you're not in your body. You're in someone else's body.
And so science would go to a therapist and they'd say you have disassociation.
They could find whatever scientific explanation they wanted for it. Right. But let me throw this at you. There are aliens walking around in human bodies.
Oh, I can handle that. Oh, wait, no, I can't. Wait, you mean there are two souls in a body, or they're just taking over the human body?
The human body, the soul is gone.
Yeah.
And the aliens, the host then in the body.
Okay, so how do they find those bodies? Is it, I mean, do they can't kick someone out. Is there an agreement? And okay, I have so many questions. And then what does that person do with their mate or their family? And, or does that person pronounce deceased and the alien pops in and runs away with the body?
Normally it's not pronounced deceased. Normally it's just a transference of energy. So from one energy being a human energy to being an extraterrestrial energy. So what
that's me, by the way. You can tell the people I'm an alien, aren't I? I knew it. I'm not real. We're aliens. We are all aliens.
We are all aliens. We've all got the possibility of going to sleep tonight and waking up a different personality.
When you see someone sleeping, what does their aura look like? Does it contract?
Not often. No, it's still there. It's still within them. If they leave their body, and I very rarely watch people sleeping, because normally I'm asleep when they're asleep.
Right.
But if their actual
you don't sleep.
I don't sleep. No, I don't.
Come on.
Very rare do I sleep. I'm an alien, really. I'm all alien.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is their aura comes in, and it stays very protective. And if they're out, if they're in a dream, in the conscious world, if they're outside in the aetheric world, their body will actually pull right in and protect it.
Okay, wait, aha. So in those places where you see the people with quote, no soul, is it possible that they're actually sleepwalking, that they're consciously somewhere else, that they're just in doing that thing that you were just describing?
Yeah, but they wouldn't be walking. They would be absolutely.
Yeah, the
consciousness is gone. The human consciousness is gone. When you see an aura, there's certain things that you notice from a human aura that you don't see in anything else. A human aura has an orange outline. It always does. Sometimes it will have a double, and very rarely, very, very rarely, as we've saw.
One of my best friends. Yeah.
No name, right? They will have a triple orange aura, but they will have orange around them. And if they haven't got that orange outer shell, they are not human, because the soul resonates the same color as the outer aura, because it's all part of the consciousness.
Okay, so last question. So
yeah, okay.
Can it possibly be that the soulless individuals are just not human, and they're maybe like the way they're vibrating is there's some like invisibility in their vibration.
Yeah, sure. There's always a possibility.
A disguise, if you will.
And I'll tell you what the possibilities are.
Okay.
One is they could be a shapeshifter in a human form.
Okay.
Which is, you know, very, you know, possible.
Weirdly, I have easier time accepting that than old soul. I'm like, yes, I'll take shapeshifter for 500. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a part of the equation, really, when you think about it. Then there are people with no souls, literally no souls. Okay, that walk around and they got no soul. Okay, and then there's people that are transmissioning between one soul and another soul. And you can see the transmission between them. And those people also exist. So it's all about the journey of the energy inside that individual. Now, if you're a shapeshifter, you can portray any shape, form, anything you want. And it's a bit like having a lot on the inside and very little on the outside.
Right.
So you can move your molecules all around and build whatever you want to build shape in your pure energy. You're a pure energy life form. And those pure energy life forms exist in the shape of orbs. And we see orbs from the size of a saint to a great big cloud. So orbs come in lots of different sizes. They don't just come in one little size. So pure energy is the naturalist form of existive, of sentient life in the universe. When we look at our lives, 1 million.